It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The nation's most withering drought in decades got worse in Illinois last week. The weekly drought report out today shows nearly 97% of Illinois is in extreme or exceptional drought. That's up 17 percentage points from the last report. More than one-third of Indiana is still in at least extreme drought, even though recent rainfall has improved conditions for much of that state. The new U.S. Drought Monitor report classifies 37% of Indiana as in extreme or exceptional drought, all in the state's southern half. 2 weeks ago, nearly 69% of the state was listed in extreme or exceptional drought. Federal officials have scrapped plans for a nearly billion-dollar highway project that would have connected Interstates 80 and 88 in northeastern Illinois. The Federal Highway Administration finalized the decision to scuttle the 37-mile-long Prairie Parkway on Wednesday. Citizen and environmental groups opposed the project, which was approved 4 years ago. They complained it would destroy thousands of acres of farmland, pollute waterways, and change the rural character of the area in Kane, Kendall, and Grundy counties. Environmental groups sued the Highway Administration, claiming the project review was inadequate. The Illinois Department of Transportation will shift federal funds from the parkway to improvements on Illinois 47 and U.S. 34. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says controversial comments by a Missouri congressman bring the Republican stance on abortion to the forefront just days from the party's national convention. The Democratic senator says Todd Akin's remarks about women's bodies and legitimate rape, that phrase, will mean Mitt Romney's running mate will be confronted about the issue.
The most important part of it is the questioning of Paul Ryan, because he and Akin have been allies in many of these legislative efforts. So I'm sure Paul Ryan will be asked, and I think it's proper to ask him his position on these same issues.
Durbin cited those who have come to Akin's defense since his comments, but Durbin says the congressman's views are wrong and that mindset among some could hurt opportunities for women to get the medical care they need. Akin has refused calls from within the GOP to drop his U.S. Senate bid, challenging Democrat Claire McCaskill. Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh says that Todd Akin's comments about rape were, quote, idiotic and insulting, but he's questioning why fellow Republicans have not stood up for him. Walsh says there's always a rush of judgment, and he's bothered by Republicans' lack of support for Akin. Lower prices and interest rates have brought a surge in Illinois home sales. They're up 25% over a year ago. Illinois Association of Realtors spokesman John Broadbrook says any reservations people have about the state of the economy are overcome by those factors. He says they've prompted more renters to buy a home.
In some cases, I've seen some studies where, you know, the break-even point is about 3 years versus renting. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going, well, you know, it makes more sense perhaps just to go ahead, buy the house, you know, and have that asset that will appreciate over time.
The statewide median price is $148,000. That figure varies around East Central Illinois. Home sales were up 22% in Champaign County, where the median price is just under $137,000, about $7,000 less than a year earlier. Home prices also decreased in Macon, Ford, and Moultrie counties. The monthly average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for the North Central region was 3.54%. Recipients of a fellowship named after former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar attended a summit this week at the University of Illinois. The program, which was the first of its kind, brought together 40 leaders who work in public office or for nonprofit organizations. Governor Edgar says it's an opportunity to bridge political divides that can slow down progress in state government.
Those friendships they would develop across party lines, I think, would bode well for, you know, trying to lessen the polarization we're seeing in politics and get back to the things that I saw when I first started in government, when I think government worked a little better.
The Edgar Fellows attended a series of seminars on a range of topics, including dealing with the budget crisis, addressing crime and punishment, and talking to the media. Another round of fellows will be chosen next year. Democratic gubernatorial candidate John Gregg says he wants to help Indiana companies ship more goods abroad. Gregg said today the state should set a new goal of increasing exports by 50% and create a regional Midwest trade alliance. Republican candidate Mike Pence plans to talk about a new education proposal at Marion University in Indianapolis later this afternoon. The two opponents have already rolled out many of their ideas for how they would run the state of Indiana if elected governor there. Pence wants to cut the state's income tax by 10%, establish a moratorium on new regulations, and improve vocational education. Gregg says he would eliminate the sales tax on gasoline, send more state contracts to Indiana businesses, and promote equal pay for women. Lawmakers have signed off on Governor Quinn's choice to head the state of Illinois' Economic Development Agency. Rachel Otwell reports.
The Senate used a one-day special session last week to confirm David Vought as the Director of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Vought had previously been Governor Pat Quinn's budget director. He admits tenure there was rocky, as were his relationships with legislators. At one point, Senate President John Cullerton introduced legislation that could have knocked Vought out of his previous position. That may have been what prompted the governor in April to shuffle his inner circle, including appointing Vought to head the DCEO. Even so, Cullerton voted last week to confirm Vought. No senator voted against him. For his part, Vought says he's focused on creating jobs.
We've got to have more job growth. We've got to have a faster pace of economic growth. We've got to keep working on education and infrastructure and international trade.
Vought's term expires in January, when he'll have to go again before the Senate. And Cullerton has also sponsored legislation that would partially privatize Vought's agency. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Energy and aerospace company Woodward Incorporated will receive tax incentives from Illinois for its new $200 million Rockford area manufacturing campus. The campus will feature a 300,000-square-foot production plant and office center over 60 acres. Governor Quinn made the announcement today in Loves Park. Officials estimate the plant will create 660 jobs in Illinois over the next 5 years. The company plans to break ground this year. Woodward currently employs about 1,500 people in Loves Park and Rockton. It makes and services a variety of energy control and optimization systems for companies including Caterpillar and Boeing. In Loves Park, its systems are primarily for planes. And FBI officials believe last week's bank robbery in central Illinois is the work of a serial bank robber who's now struck in seven states. Illinois public radio station WGLT reports the FBI is investigating the robbery of a PNC Bank branch in Bloomington. Bloomington police spokesman Dave White says surveillance photos show a white middle-aged robber in a light blue polo shirt. White says the images match other pictures of a suspected serial bank robber. Authorities say the other robberies were in Colorado, Arizona, Idaho, Utah, North Carolina, and Tennessee. White says serial bank robbers aren't that rare, but it is unusual to have them hop from state to state. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals go for a three-game sweep of the Houston Astros when the teams square off. First pitch is now about 8 minutes away. The Cards plan to hand the ball to Jake Westbrook. He's 12-9 this season. The Cubs and White Sox have the day off. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.